On The Moving Icon, host Chris Vlachonasios explores the world of Eastern Orthodox Christian filmmakers and artists, as well as examines popular films through an Orthodox lens.
Life is full of moments, joy, love, and hope, but it's also filled with moments of sadness, grief, and bittersweetness. Yoha Rosico knows this all too well. A family therapist, Yoha has experienced other people's tragedies firsthand. However, over the years, he's relied on something by which to help heal his patients, photography. Yohan is a self-taught photographer from Kaolin, Finland. He's also the trustee of the Uspensky Cathedral, Western Europe's largest Orthodox church. Yohan has recently published his book, Life, a collection of photos capturing the many sides of Finnish society, even allowing us to peer into the minds of troubled souls. Yohan, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Chris.
I really enjoyed this book. I found many of your photographs to have a very surreal and even mystical awe to them. I particularly liked the photo. It was 10:40 a.m. It was of a platform, a train platform, with a red train speeding by, and you had the stillness of the people. When did you start teaching yourself photography?
I started at a very young age. I guess I was 10. I borrowed my father's camera and started to photograph my family and friends. It was old Voigtlander, a real classic film camera. My learning process was through trial and error, and I have to say I'm still using that method.
You place great importance on natural light. We see that the modern buildings and the infrastructure around the city are in a cool light, whilst nature is very vibrant in warm colours.
I do like natural light, but I also like to process my photos to enhance atmosphere or mood of the moment. It is a question of interpretation. Like in music, same tune can be played in 100 ways. The raw photo, kind of digital negative, can be also processed in many ways. So it's up to what kind of outcome one is looking for.
What do you think is the purpose of this art form? Do you think it's to allow the viewer to see what they want to see? Or is it your own interpretation or experience that you capture on film? For example, in photo, The 54th Summer, it seems to imply a very personal connection, maybe your 54th summer?
54 summer is a very personal work. It was actually captured on my 54th birthday. I went to the nearby forest to have a walk. After walking a while, this beautiful flower called lupine caught my attention. To me, it reminds of the beautiful moment. To someone else, it might mean something else. How do we understand and feel the passing moments depends on what is the meaning that we are giving them.
In the photos Disturbed and Disfused, you capture a dilapidated house that's full of trash, and in the other, it's a cloudy, defragmented corridor. Do you think that everything we see in the real world is a true reflection of the mental well-being of individuals within society?
Yes and no. You might say that it also reflects the well-being of society or lack of it. Those two photos that you are highlighting evokes the story of exclusion and isolation. And that story tells us a truth of self-centeredness, so very common in our modern society. Metropolitan Callistus Ware writes in his excellent book, The Orthodox Way, "Hell is not other people. Hell is myself, cut off from others in self-centeredness."
How has your style and methods of photography changed over the years? In your book, you really seem to embrace misty environments, and you seem to even use brushstrokes on photographs. This is seen in the photo, A Window's Tale.
I change a lot. I started with the film camera a long time ago. Nowadays I only use digital cameras, and I also process my photos using Photoshop and Lightroom. Digital darkroom gives a lot of options to process photos, like adding a texture. So it's kind of fun to play with photos and different processing styles.
You use photography as a means of therapy for your patients. Do you think this art form is effective? And is it similar to the that very common ink blot test that we see so much of?
It has nothing to do with the ink blot test, but more with the storytelling to evoke different stories and memories. I normally spread the set of photos on the table and ask my client to look if there is anything he or she might be interested to explore more. Some people are more fluent with the visualization, and after that comes the words or emotions. Yes, it's effective with the people who are having difficulties to start with the verbal communication.
Who responds best to this therapy?
It's very useful with the children. Therapy with the children is very different from the therapy with the adults. Children love to play and draw, so using photos or video is very useful with them.
From your experience as a therapist, an artist, and an Orthodox Christian, do all these different layers of yourself merge into one, or do they work independent of each other?
Yes, they do merge as one, in a holistic sense. To be a Christian means, by the words of Apostle Paul, I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. To be a therapist means to create a safe and respectful connection where something which is different and new comes possible. And that relates also to photography. It's a love-filled connection that draws people closer to each other and to our Heavenly Father. It's all about connection. How I am connected to myself, to another man, and to God. Without connection, we will end up into separation and misery.
It seems your urban photos are mostly grey and your natural shots are colourful, yet your spiritual photos are tranquil. However, what I seem to notice with your spiritual photos is that, especially the ones taken in the cathedral, just seem to capture the subject matter without any special techniques or any angles or filters. Are you trying to allow the spiritual space to speak for itself?
Yes, something which is holy will always speak for itself. In my spiritual photos, I want to create a space for holiness where it can express itself freely. If we encounter it even for a short moment, then it will start to heal us. Orthodox service is very therapeutic in a sense. To touch something which is holy will most certainly affect us in a good way. Every day we hear lots of news of persecution, rape, war, murders and disasters. These news might traumatize us, even if we are very far from the place where it actually took place. It's a feeling of helplessness and insecurity, but to touch something which is holy creates a feeling of safety and hope in this troubled and wounded world.
Do you have any other projects or exhibits coming out soon?
Yes, Chris, I have some plans for forthcoming exhibition and a photo book with traditional Orthodox prayers.
So where can listeners purchase your book?
You can go to www.juharosko.com. That's my website.
Juha, it was an absolute pleasure to have you on the show today. Thanks for sharing your insight into the human psyche and the role of creativity.
Thank you, Chris. Pleasure is mine. God bless.
That was Johan Rosinko, an Orthodox photographer from Finland. If you want to learn more about Orthodoxy, media, and the arts, visit the OFA blog at orthodoxfilmmakersandartists.blogspot.com or like the blog on Facebook. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to The Moving Icon with Chris Vlachonasios. This has been a production of the Orthodox Christian Network.